Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Welcome to today's episode of Wealthy After 40. Have you ever had an expense surprise you, totally wreck your budget? And maybe you actually gave up on tracking against your budget. It just sent you overboard. You weren't sure what to do now. And it just the frustration and everything associated with that surprise expense, right? And maybe you just haven't even gone back to budgeting at all. Well, what if I told you there was actually a way to plan for these expenses? I know sometimes we think they're sneaky, we think there are surprises, but the only thing that's different with these expenses than with all of our other monthly expenses is that they just don't happen monthly. So as I said in other episodes, we get so focused on our paycheck to paycheck or our month to month that we just get so myopic and we don't see beyond there. These expenses are regular expenses, but because we don't see them every month, we fail to get them into our budgets. So before I explain any more on that, I just want to ask, have you ever heard the term savings bucket or sinking funds? These are some terms that are associated with these, you know, sneaky financial surprises. Some people don't think they're used synonymous. Some people think they have exact differences. I don't really care what you call them, because to me it's saving money and that's all that needs to happen, right? Whether you're going to dip in it sooner than later. But the idea is to actually get these expenses into our monthly budget so that we are saving for them. And when they do happen, we actually have money we can use and we don't get frustrated. We don't pull out the credit card. We don't, you know, give up hope. We don't any of those things. So these terms and these sneaky financial surprises, I want to give you a few examples of them. Okay. So Christmas, birthdays, school fees, right? School costs for kids, if you still have them in school. Car registrations, home repairs and auto repairs. These are just a few. So again, why I said they're sneaky, we all know we have these expenses. If not all of them, we have most of them, right? So how are we supposed to know all of these things? So, well, if we had a crystal ball, that would be really nice, but we don't. So what we can do is we can just, you know, sit down and brainstorm. So the easiest thing to help with that is to look at a calendar. And you can start with the month you're in. You can start with January. It depends on, you know, what type of person you are, if you have to be in a certain order, whatever. But the idea is to look at a calendar because that jogs our minds to think about what happens that month, right? What do we celebrate? What holidays are in that month? What happens in that month? What birthdays? What kids activities do we have going on, you know? Or is that our honeymoon, or not our honeymoon, excuse me, our anniversary, and we celebrate every year, right? We need to be thinking of these things before they happen. So pull out the calendar, Start brainstorming, and I want you to start making a list. As you're looking at the calendar, as you're thinking of things that happen, things that you know you pay money for that are regular, right? And I'm not saying monthly regular, but these expenses are regular. Most of us celebrate Christmas, so you can start there. Most of us celebrate our birthdays, right? And you can experience all of those things. Then we have, if you're not paying your car insurance or your homeowner's insurance monthly, if that's an annual cost or a 6-month cost, right, then that needs to be on our list. If we have family that maybe nieces and nephews or grandkids, they're, you know, headed into wedding season, baby showers. And while we might not know these right immediate, we can anticipate, right? Just because, oh, well, you know, so-and-so's kid, they're dating somebody pretty serious. We'll probably have a wedding this year or within the next year, whatever. Oh, somebody's pregnant. We'll probably need to get them a baby gift. And those types of things. And those are going to happen. So why not just anticipate that you're going to have one or two of those, or if you are expecting more of those because you have family, you know, that's larger or in that season of life. And you just start calculating the costs for each of these. Some of them you know, some of them you're going to have to set a limit. So for birthdays, kids, hopefully with your kids, you have a limit. With a spouse, right? Or outside of your family, do you have limits? Same with Christmas. And just set that. Just know what it is, but make sure it gets into your budget. These things can be very simply done by setting boundaries, by setting limits for us to not overspend our budgets because we didn't know how much we wanted to spend initially. Hopefully I'll do an episode in the future about boundaries and really, you know, diving deep into those and how they affect us and how we can set them up. So continuing on with some more expenses beyond those special occasions, beyond those things like that, grocery is another expense I like to put in here. Yes, it is weekly, monthly. It happens a lot. But I think what people forget is that there are times when we have case lot sales or a meat sale, or I don't know about you, but I don't buy toilet paper every week at the grocery store, you know, or whatever. So my grocery budget, while I may not spend the item I have or the amount I have in the line every month, I know that I may when I purchase my meat because I buy meat in bulk and I have it shipped to me. And that is a $300 cost. And I'm not doing that every month, but every month I have an expense in there that eventually builds up. And when I do have that and use that, I do have enough to cover that. So be sure when you're, you know, calculating your expense, your grocery expense, that you're thinking off the terms of, you know, average. What is your average spending? What do you do? You know, you're not limiting this week and only going to spend $50 and then next week you're going to spend $150. You should be budgeting for the average of those two numbers and just keep going forward and keep working through it is what that's going to be. So even after you've, you know, sat down, you've brainstormed, you've thought about all these things, start, you know, you have this list, right? And now what are you supposed to do with this list? Because these things can add up and they can add up quickly. And that is the reason why they, you know, kick us off budget. They kick us, you know, into spending on our credit card and things like that because we haven't planned for it. Some other expenses you're going to want to think about is your home repairs, your car repairs. Now, we don't know when that's going to happen, but it's going to happen. If you own a home, if you own a car, you're going to need to repair it. Tires, you know, you're driving a lot, you're going to need to put tires on a vehicle. You need to be saving for that today. Because the earlier you get it in your budget, the less you need to have in your budget, right? Which makes this cost an easy cost you can achieve. So you've put all of these amounts down. And so now what do you do? Well, you calculate a 1/12 expense and put that in your budget. These are going to add up quick, and you may not be able to get all of these in there. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to pick the most important ones or the ones that are happening in the next month or two. And you're going to start using this strategy to start including these until all of them are in your budget. And it might take you 6 months to 12 months to where they're all covered in your monthly budget with your paychecks, right? With your floating, with your buffer. So being able to carry some amounts forward. And this may seem very difficult during a time of inflation, and I get that. But yet these expenses are still going to happen unless you can say no to them. Right? These expenses are still going to happen. So it may take some time. We need to work with it and get them in there. So a couple of different strategies to help you, quote, fit these into your budget, right? And it's not going to happen this month. It's going to take some time. Is you want to look at your other expenses, your other variable expenses and costs you might need to cut back on so that you can make sure these are covered. But these should be done through the way you value your expenses, the way you value spending your money. And we've talked about that before. So prioritizing these new expenses on your list and those that are in your monthly budget, and which one's more important to you, and make sure you're, you know, getting some out that are not as important as others to you. So maybe gift giving to extended family just isn't possible. Or maybe it's not possible for a little while, but you know, you can, that's something you choose to do as opposed to reducing your grocery budget or something else. Just using that as an example. And then as you work through each month, if you are, you know, cutting back on some expenses and starting to reduce those costs and not spending everything that you have earned in that paycheck or in that month, that buffer can be carried forward and start filling up those buckets. So I hope this helps. I hope this helps you realize how to stabilize your budget, how to stay consistent with it, I guess, is one thing, because you won't have those large expenses showing up. You'll be a better prepared. So if you're able to get 1/12 of, say, 10 of these in there, and one of them happens, probably the total of 10, 1/12 is enough to cover that expense. So being able to slowly start doing this, you're building that excess, you're building that buffer that will sustain you when these types of expenses show up. But eventually you need to be able to cover all of those expense costs, all of those things. So now I've only talked about expenses, but when you're wanting to reach some goals of, say, saving for a down payment or saving for a new car, or, you know, maybe going on a trip, this is the same idea. When is that going to be? What would the cost be? And then, you know, putting in that amount in there and making sure you've got it going in there. So if it's something for a larger savings goal, you're definitely going to want to, I just want to throw this in there because I think a lot of people leave too much in their checking, right? You're going to want to, you know, shift that out to where you're not going to touch it, you're not going to spend it, but it's also in that high yield savings account where right now you're making some really nice interest off of it, which will also help you, number one, create a buffer, number two, reach your goals more quickly. So I hope that this has helped you envision budgeting just a little different, to be able to be better with it, have a better picture. Now, even after, you know, you do this 3-6 months, you're still going to have things that are not quite in there yet. It takes a while to work through and use your spending, habits to create your budget, and that your budget reflects how you spend and why you want to spend, and marrying those two. But just having this additional knowledge can help you build out that budget to be more stable. Okay. So the action step from today's episode is to start making that list and anticipate what you can, you know, and then after you've made the list and you're getting them in there, if something else shows up, make sure it gets added, right? The more we anticipate, the fewer surprises will actually pop up and we will be more successful with our budgeting. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. This is a method that I teach in my Financial Freedom Accelerator on how to specifically do this. And working with clients for 90 days, we can really build out that stable budget and really work on those expenses to help you really get your money working for you. So thank you for being here and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Having a community of support is important to your financial success. I would love to have you join me in my free Facebook community, All Things Personal Finance. Inside this group, every live training, action challenge, and posts are filled with tips and strategies to help you progress to financial freedom. If you have questions from today's episode or want to learn more, follow me on Instagram at Elevate Finances. If you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about how I can support you with one-on-one coaching. Thanks and have a wonderful day.